This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today is Climate Change Day at the Biden White House, the new administration following a more traditional media and policy rollout formula. Anyway, the president signed a series of executive orders this afternoon about steps he is taking to deal with a warming planet. And one of those orders surely got the attention of oil and gas companies: a pause on new oil and gas leasing on public lands. Marketplace's Andy Euler is on that one.
Fossil fuel leasing on federal and tribal land makes up a small percentage of onshore production, but environmentalists see President Biden's order as one way to make a dent in carbon output. Leah Stokes teaches at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
What the Biden administration is doing is saying, we're not going to do new leases, and we're going to take a comprehensive look back at the leases that we've already done to make an assessment of, you know, if these are good deals or not.
Those leases generated more than $8 billion for federal, state, local, and tribal governments last year. Big Oil sees this order as a threat to revenue and jobs. But Nick Loris at the Heritage Foundation says before that happens, the order is going to court.
Because there are well-established legal requirements, the Mineral Leasing Act, which stipulates that the Department of Interior and the Bureau of Land Management have to offer lease sales.
Biden reiterated today that fracking won't be banned, but said the government needs to help create more jobs and cleaner energy. Tom Sanzillo at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says Big Oil's business model is unsustainable and needs to change.
What Biden is doing is setting up what essentially will be a planning opportunity. We need some kind of new constructive action, and I think this could be it.
Today's announcement set a goal of protecting 30% of federal land and water by 2030. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.